it's a bit uncomfortable, especially for residents, I think, who live nearby. This facility is like near a Walmart. It's in, you know, the city of Massillon in a shopping area, really. But for all of us, no matter how far we are from the facility, we sort of, there are expectations that we're going to keep, you know, security inside a prison, and that's been a problem.
Yeah, it is. The juvenile centers, juvenile prison centers across the country are experiencing shortages in security personnel, and they're getting stretched, and this is causing an inability to sort of control what is going on within the walls of those facilities.
Is there just is it the violence involved, or is it just folks don't want to do that kind of work, or a combination or something?
Well, it's sort of a combination. First thing is that it's no secret that violence amongst younger criminals, younger juveniles age group has significantly increased. The attitude towards violence and aggression has taken a significant increase in our younger generation. And it's not just the juvenile criminals, it's across the country. Younger generation, for some reason, has utilized aggression, violence, verbal aggression in a much more higher capacity, say, than past generations of juveniles.
What does the state need to do at this point? I mean, we've had like three different incidents at least just in the last week, including this standoff over the weekend. I mean, at least in the short run, what does the state do to get this under control? Certainly, it's not fair to local law enforcement that they're running out there constantly when this is supposed to be a state facility, right?
Yes. Well, what they have to do is reexamine their processes internally, and that can be a variety of things, such as having longer lockdowns or letting certain juveniles inside the prison or the center, allowing certain segments out in different time zones, basically controlling the flow of the juveniles that are under detention in these facilities, and establishing the fact that it will not be tolerated and that it will be controlled, and there are repercussions for aggressive, violent types of activity.
And part of this seems to be, too, that at least we're hearing from, you know, people who work there or have worked there, that there's a sort of a, they're not, because they're teens, and you know, maybe whether this is correct or not, but again, I suppose is another matter, but, you know, they're being treated more lightly than the adult prison. In other words, it's not called a prison. They're not called inmates. You know, that even the use of language there seems to differ. Is that a problem as well? I mean, these folks are being incarcerated by a judge somewhere.
Yeah, you know, we look at it as kids. We look at it as our children, you know, and you know, should we be treating them a little more lightly? And realistically, the group that goes into a juvenile detention center is not a group that has committed misdemeanor types of crimes. These are juveniles that have been given all sorts of breaks and opportunities before they go into these facilities. Where we treat our juvenile criminals differently is it takes more effort on their part before they get incarcerated compared to an adult. An adult will get incarcerated much faster than a juvenile. But once a juvenile hits a certain criminal threshold, violation or multiple repetitive violations, whatever, or a serious violation, they are then incarcerated. So we need to remember that they've already been given plenty of flexibility, but once they're put into these facilities, they're there for a good reason, and that good reason is we need to treat them in a humane way, but in a much more controlled, stricter environment, because they didn't get there doing minor criminal violations.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. All right, Tim. I appreciate the info. Anything else you wanted to add? No,
only thing I'll add is this is going to become a stronger and bigger problem unless we set the level of control and we send a message to that age group that what they do is not to be taken lightly. And because they're younger, they tend to think that it's lesser of a degree of an issue. And they even think, because they're under 18 years of age, that they should be treated differently. And we just need to collectively make sure that we correct that image and that process with them, that expectation with them. Because if you're of that age and you don't think there's a consequence for your negative behavior, it's only going to feed the fire.